10 unmistakable signs that your angels are with you. Do you recognize and understand the signs from your angels when they show up? Or do you dismiss them because you aren't sure if they're really signs? Angels communicate with us in many ways, using signs, synchronicity, and intuitive messages. But even if you don't consider yourself particularly intuitive, you are still receiving signs and guidance. The angels send you signs through the physical world to get your attention and let you know that they are with you. I've put together some of the more common signs that the angels are with you and what those messages might be telling you. Here are 10 signs that the angels are communicating with you and what they mean. Sign number 1, white feathers. White feathers are the number one sign of the angels. When you see a white feather, don't be too quick to dismiss it as just a feather. Angel feathers appear in unusual ways and places, in synchronistic timing and as a hello from heaven. By dropping a white feather on your path, the angels confirm that they are with you. Feathers tend to show up 3 or more times, or when you most need comfort, reassurance that your prayers have been heard. Your angels may also drop colored feathers in your path to give you encouragement and warnings. Go to the link to discover the meaning of colored feathers. Number 2, orbs. Have you ever seen an angel orb in a photograph or with your naked eye? Angels can show themselves to you as bright or colored light orbs in photographs. You might be lucky enough to perceive an orb or light with your physical eyes, particularly if you are talking with your angels in nature. As a clairvoyant, I can see angels around my clients very often as orbs. If you see an orb, it's a sign of the presence of angels in your life. These signs are meant to offer extra reassurance and increase your faith. Seeing orbs around you might also be a sign that your clairvoyance or psychic vision is awakening. Sign number 3, angel numbers. Angel numbers are repeated number sequences which appear with synchronicity on registration plates, clocks, phones, dockets, and in other ways. You might see 444, 111, or 242 so often that you know it isn't just a random coincidence. These number sequences have meanings, and the angels use them to communicate messages to you. You can read my latest article about angel numbers and what they mean, or download my guide. Angel objects is the 4th sign. Do you notice images of angels or the word angel when you're out and about? These are sure signs that your angels are with you. The angels often use very creative ways to connect, including placing angels and angel wing images in unusual places on your path. Like all angel signs, these appear to give you comfort and to acknowledge your prayers. And they also give you that faith that you do indeed have angels with you. The more you notice and acknowledge these signs, the more frequent they will become. Number 5, a voice calling your name upon awakening. This usually happens in the very early morning, just before your logical mind takes over for the day. You will hear a loving, calming voice say your full name. You may also hear your name being called at other times. My first ever angel intervention happened when an angel's voice helped me to narrowly avoid a car accident. After that incident, I heard the same deep voice speak my full name very early in the mornings for months after that incident. That was Archangel Michael calling on me. This was one of the signs that convinced me to connect to my angels so that I could understand why they were calling me. Has this happened to you? If so, it's a sure sign that your angels are with you. They want you to quiet your mind and consciously connect with them. They're attuning your psychic hearing or clairaudience so that they can send you even more messages. When you meditate, join a spiritual class, or book a reading, you can tap into the message that your angels are trying to send you. Number 6, angel songs or disembodied celestial music. The angels love to communicate with you through music. You might hear a song with a meaningful lyric in your mind or on the radio. The lyrics might inspire you or give you an answer or merely remind you that your angels are close by. Have you ever heard beautiful celestial music with no physical origin? This is a definite sign that the angels are near and sending you their heavenly love. Number 7, flashes or sparks of light that you see mostly in the corner of your eye. Have you noticed white or colored sparks out of the corner of your eye? Perhaps you're staring into the distance or at a screen. This is a sign that your angels are moving across your line of vision. These sparks allow you to capture your first glimpse of an angel. This is an early sign that your clairvoyance is opening. Number 8, a gentle touch or breeze. If you are sensitive or empathic, you may feel or sense the angel's presence through gentle touch and other sensations. These include a warm hand at your back, someone tugging at your earlobe, a soft breeze out of nowhere, a hand softly stroking your hair, or air pressure changes around your head. These signs offer comfort and they show that you are picking up on the angels through your physical feelings. This highly attuned ability is called clairsentience, clear feeling. Please know that all true angelic sensations are always loving, peaceful, and gentle. They are never scary, prickly, inappropriate, or uncomfortable. If you get anything uncomfortable, call on Archangel Michael for his assistance immediately. Number 9 is an angel visitation. Everyone wants one of these. The more you develop your intuition and faith, the more likely it is that you are going to have an angel visitation. These are very special angel signs which can occur in full technicolor and are accompanied by an incredible feeling of love and peace. You may have a waking vision, or you could be visited in a dream. You could have a rare but life-saving encounter with an angel who appears as a human to help you briefly and then disappears without a trace. These kind of visitations can't be forced or demanded. Just remain open. And sign number 10 is a high-pitched ringing in one ear. This isn't tinnitus, which is a medical condition, but it is a high-frequency sound like a whistle that happens randomly, mostly in one ear, which I would call your psychic ear. If you are unsure about its origin, go and get a medical checkup. The high-pitched ringing can have three significant meanings. The first is that you're receiving what I call a divine download. A message from the angels is coming to you. The message may be so high frequency that you don't fully understand it yet, but you will be shown the full message in time. Just trust. The second meaning is that your clairaudience or psychic hearing is opening with the help of the angels. They're attuning you to a higher frequency of sound, which is from the spiritual realm. The third meaning is that you are thinking, saying, or writing something in that moment that is spiritually important. I get a high-pitched ringing when I am giving readings, writing, or teaching workshops, and it means I'm speaking or writing something in that moment that is important that the angels really want me to say or know. It's like an underline. How to discern the personal message behind any sign. With any sign that you receive, try not to overlook it or dismiss it too quickly. Your ego will always want to say, oh, it's just a feather, it's just a dream, it's just a song, it's just a coincidence. Your ego is always going to be skeptical and you can't stop that. Accept the sign and say thank you, angels. Often, the message behind the sign will occur to you right away. It's usually simple and direct and the first thing that you thought of. If you are unsure, pause and ask yourself, what's the significance for that sign for you? Why now? How does the sign you received relate to your life and the challenges that you're facing right now? Angels send us signs, mainly in response to our wishes, prayers, and needs. So what have you been asking for? And please know, as long as you're open, your angels will keep repeating the message until you get it. Please don't overanalyze every sign that you receive either. Most signs will arrive in perfect timing to comfort you, validate that the angels are with you and have heard your prayers, and that's it. You can ask for a sign at any time. Your angels never leave your side and they long for you to ask for their help. You can start today by just asking your angels to give you a sign of their presence. Angels, if you're real, give me a sign of your presence. You can also join me for my free How to Hear Your Angels workshop, which is coming soon, or you might catch it in the replay. I've written more about signs and angel encounters and how to have more of them in my book, My Life with Angels, which is on Amazon and most online bookstores. If you'd like to increase your intuitive connection and receive even more signs and crystal clear messages from your angels, I can help you to get started. Here's a few suggestions. You can come to my monthly Archangel Attunement classes where you will experience the palpable healing and guidance of the angels. Go to the menu and click on Monthly Attunements to discover which angel we're working with at the next workshop. You can learn how to work with the angels, hear them, attune to them, receive their guidance, and read the angel cards. You can register now for the next round of the Angel Communication Certification Program or send me an email to register. I love to help you to connect with your angels and receive the messages that are going to help you with your life. Angel messages are practical, down to earth, and very, very helpful. And it's just a few steps to open up your intuition so that you can start to receive those signs for yourself. But if you can't wait, you can always book in a reading with me. Thank you so much for listening, and speak to you next time.